Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled "College Teacher Persuades Colleagues to Quit the CCP" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
Minghui Fahui, College Teacher Persuades Colleagues to Quit the CCP by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I am a college teacher and was a CCP secretary for many years. My spouse and I have now practiced Falun Dafa for over 10 years. One of my colleagues, a retired professor in her 70s, has been a party member for over 40 years and was very loyal to the CCP. But she is also a very kind person. Due to her family's influence, she believes in Buddha. Her life was rough, her marriage broken, and she had to raise her children on her own. Now her children are grown and have formed their own families, living out of town. She developed many different illnesses as she aged and lives alone. We worked together before, and I was very sympathetic towards her. I tried to clarify the truth and persuade her to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. She initially did not believe me, but gradually felt the wonder of DAFA and began to change. She advanced from not acknowledging DAFA to gradually listening to Master's lectures and learning the exercises, from being loyal to the CCP to learning the true nature of the CCP. In April of this year, she straightforwardly quit the CCP and memorized the pseudonym she used to quit. This truth clarification process took over 4 years to complete, requiring numerous conversations. I remembered the first time I clarified the truth to her when she came to visit me. I told her, "Falun Dafa is good. Do not believe the CCP's propaganda." I told her to recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good," and that those words would help her. She stated that she believed in Buddha and chanted Amitabha, meaning that she did not need to chant other words, that she was already protected. 1 hour later, she got up and was ready to leave. She muttered, "Strange. After sitting for so long, my back doesn't hurt." She suffered from severe back pain and could only sit on a high chair. If she does sit on a low bench, she'd have a hard time standing up and would experience severe pain. I told her that Falun Dafa was a righteous Fa. The energy field of Dafa rectifies all abnormalities, which teacher calls, quote, "The Buddha light illuminates everywhere and rectifies all abnormalities," end quote, from Lecture 3, Zhuan Falun. She was skeptical, but happy that her back didn't hurt. The second time she visited, after another hour, her back still didn't hurt. The third time she stayed even longer, yet her back was still pain-free. However, the pain resurfaced after returning home. Whenever she came to my home, her back pain disappeared. She went through this several times, then believed me and began reciting, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good," but also chanting Amitabha. When she witnessed my quick recovery from a terminal illness without a hospital visit or treatment, and she admired me for my firm belief, she wanted to learn more. I told her what I'd learned from the Fa regarding illness and stories of miraculous recoveries. I explained that human beings have suffered for ages waiting for this Fa, and that she'd endured a great deal in her life, and she'd be really regretful if she missed this opportunity for Falun Dafa cultivation. She took master's lectures in Guangzhou home to listen to. After listening to the lectures, my colleague came back and she said that they were very good. She raised more questions, some profound, and I answered her questions according to my understanding of the Fa. Whenever she was limited by her knowledge and couldn't understand the deeper meaning of the Fa, I just let it be. I didn't try to explain or argue. I learned from personal experience that when intellectuals first start practicing Falun Dafa, you should try not to argue or debate with them, since this tends to block them from learning further. She decided to learn how to do the exercises. I took 2 days to teach her the exercises, and she took Master's exercise teaching tape home. Shortly after she learned the exercises, the 610 office sent a group message to people's cell phones, slandering Dafa and instigating people to report Falun Dafa practitioners. She became scared and asked me why this happened. She thought that the government would not interfere anymore, so why again now? This time I systematically explained the facts about the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. She took the truth clarification materials and read them carefully. I persuaded her to quit the CCP, but she stated that she had to understand the matter clearly before quitting. She asked, "You are a party secretary. How can you believe in gods?" I explained the truth about Falun Gong. She replied, "But you are a party secretary. How can you doubt the party?" I said, "In the past, I totally believed the party doctrine. I didn't think. I just followed directions. When I was learning the first lesson, I wanted to know the reason why the CCP was most advanced, and after reviewing all the material, there was only one reason. The working class has nothing. They are the poorest in society. That is why they are the most advanced." "The poorest is the most advanced? Then those homeless who look for food in trash cans and are covered with filth are more advanced than the party? They should be leading the class? How ridiculous." Later, when I reviewed more party doctrine, most of the theories were wrong. On the contrary, those theories that they criticized, such as theism and idealism, were right. I concluded, I should not just listen and obey the party doctrine. I should use my own head to think, to judge. Otherwise, I might be deceived. She nodded in agreement. Another time, I gave her material that systematically exposed the crimes committed by the CCP since it seized power. After reading it, she said, "Those are the facts, but who didn't make mistakes? The CCP also did good things." I told her that the CCP's crimes were not ordinary sins. They were against humanity, against the universe. They destroyed traditional virtue, suppressed universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, persecuted kind people who practiced these principles, persecuted them to death, or disabled them, even harvested their organs for profit. When human virtue and morals are gone, doomsday will also come. From this point, the CCP is not just destroying the Chinese, but also the entire human race. God created human beings, and the CCP wants to destroy them. How can that be permitted? That is the reason why divine beings want to eliminate the CCP. I also told her the story of some prophecies which indicated the elimination of the CCP. I persuaded her to quit the CCP in order to safeguard her future. She still disagreed with quitting the party and asked, "Falun Gong is the cultivation of Buddhahood. Master is the Lord of Buddhas. Buddha has compassion. So why would Buddha eliminate human beings?" Fortunately, I'd studied the Fa diligently. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to answer her question upon question. I explained, "The universal law contains the principle of formation, stasis, degeneration, and destruction. For any matter, including humans, when moral values and virtue are gone, they will be eliminated. At this critical junction of life and death, the Lord of the Buddhas came with Falun Dafa and provided salvation to humankind. All those who believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance can pass the calamity safely. Jiang Zemin's regime used the CCP and manipulated the entire state propaganda machine to persecute Falun Gong and its practitioners, deceive the world, poison the world's people, and push China and the entire world to the brink of destruction. Compassionate Buddha still wants to give the CCP a chance to stop the persecution, to avoid being completely eliminated. But Jiang's regime obstinately insists on the persecution and decided to resist the principles of nature to the very end. Master wants practitioners to explain the truth about Falun Gong to the world's beings, to quit the CCP so they won't be buried with the CCP. She understood, but still didn't quit. She had struggled over 40 years for the party and was still emotionally attached to it. I truly felt how difficult it was to save a person, but no matter how difficult, I still needed to save her. One body is one world. One celestial body represents countless beings. How could I not have the heart to save her? But how? Utilize patience, compassion, sincerity, or maybe it was just not her time yet. My colleague is getting old and lives by herself. I often ask her if she needs any help. She is very independent and can take care of most of her daily needs. She is also very grateful for my sincerity and likes to discuss things with me. One day she came over and talked about her resentment of her ex-husband. She could not understand why fate is so unfair. She visited her hometown far away. She aged a great deal and became more depressed. She was poisoned by the CCP. Life's misery would have no end. She had to leave again shortly after and had to go far away. I felt sorry for her in her suffering. She couldn't study the teachings of Falun Dafa, nor have me help to guide her with the Fa that I understood. I wrote a long letter to her. I discussed the issue of karmic retribution and related two stories. One relative, who believes in Buddha, had a car accident which left him paralyzed. However, he was relieved, since he believed that he'd paid his karmic debt. Another fellow practitioner's father was kind and popular, but was particularly harsh with him. He tried his best to take care of his father, but his father would beat him, curse him, and never cared about his feelings. He could not understand why. One night he dreamed of his previous life, where he lived a high life with arrogance. His father was an old servant who was mistreated by him. From that point on, he wasn't bothered by his father's attitude and took good care of him no matter what happened. I trusted that she would understand the meaning of the stories. I discussed, we might not know what happened in our previous life. We only know the misery of this lifetime. When we feel that things are unfair, this only adds more pain. If we can see through all these and view them as paying off debts, then haven't we changed the pain into happiness? You are a kind person and have suffered a lot in this lifetime. You should have a happy and carefree time after your retirement. You should not be steeped in misery. It is up to you to change your thinking and be happy. My colleague responded to my letter immediately. She read it over and over and learned a lot. She was very grateful that I'd taken the time to help her resolve her obstacles. She understood the issue of karmic retribution. She could gain salvation only by cultivating herself, and expressed her wish to cultivate. From that point on, she no longer complained and wasn't depressed anymore. Dafa had resolved her grievances, and she was grateful to Master, and I was so delighted for her. We have become close friends and can talk about anything, including her worries and concerns, health issues, children's problems, grandchildren's education, etc. In April of this year, she was handling a fraud case. She hired a lawyer who told her many dark secrets of the judiciary system. She personally experienced the harm done by the evil party from top down and completely recognized the true nature of the party. She stated, "It's like cutting the cake. They take all the pieces away and leave us some crumbs. And we're even supposed to be grateful for it?" I persuaded her again to quit the CCP, and she immediately agreed. I used the pseudonym for her, which means, "God bless," and she was delighted. This time she felt very light and happy. The understanding side of her realized that she was saved. The shackles of 40 years were gone. I called her and inquired about her condition, since the weather there was really bad. She answered, "I am blessed." She still remembered the pseudonym I used to help her quit the party. I felt that this was encouragement from Master. I remember Master's words, quote, "The responsibility Dafa disciples shoulder is great," end quote. What is a Dafa disciple? from Fa teaching given at the 2011 New York Fa Conference. How can we not hurry up and save people? My friend came home again, this time for about 1 week, in order to handle a legal case, see old colleagues, and visit students. She came to see me the next day and said that she no longer recited Amitabha, only Falandafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good. The day before she left, she came over to watch the Shenyun 2012 performance and was deeply moved by the lyrics of the songs. She learned that the lyrics were written by Master, and she wanted to write them down right away. I printed a copy for her, and she took it with both hands and stated that she would read it when she went home. Her back is no longer in pain. She can also sit for over 3 hours with no pain. Even though she has not restarted the exercises and Fa study, Dafa is deeply rooted in her heart. After 4 years of truth clarification, she finally recognized the CCP's true evil nature. She also completely acknowledged Dafa. She introduced Dafa to her colleagues, introduced us to her relatives and friends, and persuaded her daughter to quit the CCP. Her daughter went through a high-risk pregnancy, and she told her and her son-in-law to recite, Falandafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good. The baby and mother were safe. She called us the moment the baby was born and thanked Master and Dafa for the blessing. It is very difficult to clarify the truth to intellectuals, as they have questions upon questions. They do not blindly follow and have to think everything through. Once they understand concepts on a fundamental level, they can become very resolute and not easy to adversely influence. It is difficult and also very meaningful. Most of the questions involve profound meanings of the Fa, and if I hadn't learned the Fa well, I wouldn't have been able to explain things clearly or easily. These issues included, what is the meaning of life? How to view life and death? Why good people suffer? Why bad people live a leisurely life? Why do Buddhas and Taos no longer provide salvation to humankind? What is the catastrophe approaching the human world? All the answers lie in the Fa. If you can use the wisdom granted by Dafa, you will have no problem answering them. My friend benefited from the questions and answers, and so did I. I understand more about the power of Dafa, strengthened my belief, experienced the happiness of saving a sentient being, and also understood the difficulties Master faces in providing salvation for us. This was my process for clarifying the truth to a retired professor, including experiences and shortcomings. I wanted to share how to clarify the truth to intellectuals with fellow practitioners and how to do it well. I still have a long way to go, particularly in the areas of looking within. I will rectify myself in cultivation in the remaining journey and do well the things Dafa practitioners should do. We pay back Master's grace with our righteous actions.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.